Why? But you're getting the guna of zina. And how terrible that is. So all this year, it needs treatment. Without treatment, it won't go. So anyway, now we are coming to the last ashara. And this is now that we have to prepare even more. And any person, business also, the end of the year, you're coming towards December, you try and cover up as much as you can. A student, the last, before he writes his exams, that night he stays away. He's looking at while, to just the last minute till before he can go and sit down to write the paper, he's checking up something. So now our days are going also. Let us not waste our time. Whatever we can put in, let us put it in for this last. And Allah's great mercy and kindness, in the last 10 nights, He has made even more auspicious, more greater. Just imagine the month of Ramadan came, Quran Sharif came, rozas came, duas came. Allah blessed us here in our case and many other cases with whole Khanqa program, all the programs which are put in place, etc. All the satis who make the effort, all the programs. And then now at the end, Allah is putting the cherry on the top. And Allah is putting Laylatul Qadr now. That there are different ways that we can see it. One is that we didn't do anything up to now. Now one night is coming, which is better than 1,000 months. Better than 83 years. The one night is so much more better. And to get the night, Allahu Akbar. Ulama have written, even if you just make your Isha namaz with Jamaat, you get the sawab of the night. So what is it difficult in this last 10 nights to make our Isha with Jamaat? And then according to Hadith, if you make your Isha with Jamaat, your Fajr with Jamaat, you get the whole night's ibadat. So whichever night it is, you will get that sawab. But of course, those who will stay awake in that night, in all the nights trying to get that one night, and then that one night will be part of the nights also, the odd nights. And in that night also he made ibadat, all his extra ibadat is different, he gets sawab for that. To understand this, some people also, they feel that some person read kalima just before he died, and he's gone straight to Jannat. And they envy that person. That is not something really to be envied. He's going to Jannat, but his Jannat will be an empty Jannat. A person who was a Muslim his whole life, making namaz, tilawat, zikr, and he dies, all your amal, they are all your enjoyments of Jannat. Otherwise, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam informed our Nabi, that Jannat ek chatiyal maidan hai. Jannat is a barren ground. With iman, you'll get the plot of Jannat. And with your amal will be all your buildings and all your farms and all your trees and all the enjoyments of Jannat will be your amal. So if you haven't, so that person who only read kalima right at the end, he goes straight, he got an empty plot of Jannat. Allah in his fazl gives him something that is different. But otherwise, he's just got an empty plot there. And a person who whole life was making tilawat, one subhanallah is a tree in Jannat. One giving 5 rand, according to our time, for example, in a masjid, is building your palace of Jannat. How many other things? Reading Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, you are building thousands of palaces in Jannat. So this is the time that we can prepare for all that. So one is a person who makes his Fajr and Isha with Jamaat, he gets Laylatul Qadr. He'll get the sawab of it. And one is a person who made the ibadat of the night. He made tilawat also. He made zikr also. He made du'as also. All those things, how much won't he get? So this is the opportunity. And who of us know whether we're going to be here for next Ramzan? You don't have to be old to think that I might not be here. You don't have to be sickly to think I won't be here. How many good, healthy people, crime incidents that take place, accidents that take place, and a person in his prime, in his youth, he's taken away. We have got this opportunity, try and make the best of it. So Allah has blessed us with this great, great month of Ramadan, and what blessings in this month, and all this is to earn the Akhirat. And again this comes down, boils down to that person who made his niyat Akhirat, he will free himself for Ramadan. And he will engage in the ibad because Allah is giving so much. But if our niyat is dunya, then roza will be by the way. It won't be we won't keep rozas. We'll make some tilawat also. We'll make tarawih also. Sometimes we'll miss also. But that is just by, that's not our object in life. Our object is dunya. But if your object is deen and the pleasure of Allah and akhirat, a person will free himself for Ramadan. And this is that great season that when a person, not only he sows, but he reaps in this month. This is the month to reap. If we start planting in advance, this is the month that we can reap, and we can reap so greatly. This is the month a person who started early to prepare for Ramzan. And in the preparation, our namazes must be in order. I was so happy to hear one good friend of ours, a mufti sahab. He told me last week that now I've decided I'm going to read my qaza-e umri. So imagine, he's a mufti sahab, but he's got qaza namazes. And just, I'm giving a, many of us are like that. We got qaza rozas, we got qaza namazes, but we're not worried about that. We worried of the nafil. He said, I'm reading my nafil with great care, but in place of my nafil, I'm going to start reading my faraz now. What I must, that is really what is important. We are owing people money. We are not talking of paying debt. We're giving charity. We're giving other things. But we are owing people, that we're not talking about. And also one way to become rich easily is when you are owing somebody, make the firm intention to pay. Allah's promise is to help that person whose firm intention is to pay. And Allah is not that being that He will help you to pay your debt. Now your debt is paid, now I won't help you anymore. Allah's help will still come. And you'll become a rich man, because Allah will, you in the same way, a person who get make at the time of nikah, a person must make this niyat, I'm getting married to save myself from haram. A person who makes that niyat, Allah's help is with that person to save. Now he'll always be saved from haram. But we don't make that niyat, we just sunnat niyat, one niyat. For nikah there are so many niyats which we can make. And if you make all those niyats, you get all that sawab all the time. So otherwise, you don't make that niyat to save yourself from haram, how many married people? Almost today Allah make raham. Almost everyone is involved in guna. Even after marriage still involved in guna. So if a person makes that niyat, Allah's promise is I'll help that person to protect him from haram. So all the, niyat is a great thing also. So anyway, what we are owing to Allah Ta'ala, and the faraz are the big things which we are owing. Make sure we come clear with all those things. Then see Allah's rahmat coming upon us. If you are owing somebody money, and then you still smiling and making him salam, he pulls up his face. He's getting angry inside. The way he's making a broad smile and he's hugging me, showing everyone he likes me so much. And he tells the people, this man, see how I treat him. So happily I meet him, but see how he treats me. But he doesn't tell them what money he's owing. So we owing Allah Ta'ala so big, big things, and we want to pay sweets, small little sweets we want to give. Hey, no. You can't fool Allah Ta'ala. يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ. You think you are fooling Allah? You are fooling yourself. You can't fool Allah Ta'ala. So we must bring these things in order. So a great month and our last ashara. And in the last ashara, Laylatul Qadr is coming. So let us try and make the most out of it. And may Allah be kind. Help us also. Save us from illnesses. Save us from the biggest illness of laziness, etc. And give us courage, and that we try and exert ourselves as much as we can, and keeping our main goal in mind, taqwa, our reformation, and together with that, all our ibadat also. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.
Thank you. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الذي جلى نهار رمضان بالصيام وجلى لياليه بالقيام نحمده سبحانه وتعالى على أن أظلنا شهر عظيم يسمى رمضان ترمض فيه الذنوب وتكشف فيه الكروب ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي بشر بأن هذا الشهر أوله مغفرة وأوسطه رحمة وآخره عتق من العذاب صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد فإن من وظائف شهر رمضان قيام لياليه بالصلاة والقرآن والتخفيف فيها والتبعيض فيه مسوغان بغير أن يقع فيهما خلل أو نقصان كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله فرض صيام رمضان وسننت لكم قيامه فمن صامه وقامه إيمانا واحتسابا خرج من ذنوبه كيوم ولدته أمه وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه ومن قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الصيام والقرآن يشفعان للعبد يقول الصيام أي ربي منعته الطعام والشهوات بالنهار فشفعني فيه ويقول القرآن منعته النوم بالليل فشفعني فيه فيشفعان وسئل عليه الصلاة والسلام عن قول الله تعالى ورتل القرآن ترتيلا فقال بينه تبيينا ولا تنثره نثر الدقل ولا تهذه هذ الشعر ولا يكن هم أحدكم آخر السورة أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن والسنة ونفعنا بما فيهما من الآيات والحكمة. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله أستعينه وأستغفره وأعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه، وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما، وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضي الله تعالى عنهما. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. اللهم احفظه في ولده رضوان الله تعالى عليهم وعلى جميع الصحابة أجمعين. الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم. وخير أمتي قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم، ثم الذين يلونهم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون.